I am Christian Markley. We're here at Somerset House, and this evening is the second night of the festival assembly. I have a studio here at Somerset House. It's been wonderful. Going to work and coming in a palace every day is very luxurious. Yeah, the Lancaster rooms, they were grand at some point. I mean, they're still very large and quite palatial in their feeling. They're beautiful arched windows that look out on the street. It's a very noisy place right at the corner of, you know, the Strand, Waterloo Bridge, a lot of traffic, a lot of buses, a lot of bustling with activity, and it's probably not the best space for music, but I thought, well, why not, instead of trying to fight this noise, let's try to embrace it and integrate it. I've asked the musicians that are invited to deal with it. They've devised this setup of microphones outside of the space to bring the noise in and to give it more definition and to give that sound as a sound palette for the performers to use. I've created a performance space where the audience is not looking at the musicians, but is facing the windows, facing Waterloo Bridge. You know, it's nighttime when the performances happen, so they're looking out at the traffic, at the buses, and there's a lot of buses going down that street, pedestrians, and sometimes they're talking, and you catch, snippets of their conversation, and there's police cars, there's sirens, there's motorcycles. So all that becomes material for the performers, composers to use. It's quite an unusual way to experience music. Beatrice Dillon, who performed last night, used the infrared camera to trigger sounds that she brought in. But she used the movement of the pedestrians to structure her piece.
As a Londoner, it means something to be working right on the edge of the two halves of the city. It's the threshold between north and south. So my name is Beatrice Dillon. I'm a musician and sometimes I'm an artist who works with sound. I'm from South London and I remember taking the bus, the 176, the same bus that stops outside Somerset House, and I remember that was a threshold of leaving South London and coming into North London, and things were, you know, open till late and there was better transport. But yeah, at any one time it's an incredibly busy, frantic spot, so you have pedestrians, car noise, air traffic, protest. Sometimes it can take a lot of sort of mental energy to filter some of that noise out. So the work is called infraordinary. So infraordinary is a word that the French writer Georges Perec used, and he used it when he was talking about the significance of daily, kind of banal daily activities, sort of background noise, the habitual daily sort of micro non-events that are happening at any one time in the city. And when I was invited to make this work, over the summer, I was actually reading a book by him called An Attempt at Exhausting a Place in Paris, which is a kind of obsessive cataloguing of the minutiae of everyday existence. I think he spent 3 days returning to the same spot in Paris, in the city, with a notebook, and he kind of recorded everything that passed through his field of vision over the course of 3 days. So all of the details, people walking by, buses, cars, driving instructor cars, pigeons moving suddenly in a group, signs, symbols, slogans, everything. And it's a kind of strange, obsessive document in which existence is kind of boiled down to a set of rhythmic patterns and densities of rhythmic patterns in the city, patterns of movement in the city. It's basically a series of rhythms generated on a drum machine, which are kind of high-pitched bell-like sounds that are underpinned occasionally by randomly triggered bass sounds responding to the sort of density of passerby activity on the street. It's a musical composition which is played across seven speakers, which is augmented by a set of independent sub-bass sounds that are triggered randomly, which is using this this laser Kinect camera, which is pointed to the street outside. I also wanted to make sure that the sound that was being triggered was more felt rather than heard, so I relied on this kind of low, really low bass signal as a way of sort of saying that when you hear the low bass signal, you feel it, and it's also a body that's triggering it. You could, if you wanted to, read in that there's a kind of bodied aspect of this sound. The music that I've written for the room is quite hectic. The sound that is being generated by the outside activity kind of settles that and underpins that, as opposed to you feeling like you're in the city as a kind of steady body and the rest of the city is swirling around you. It's kind of the opposite, that actually you're sitting in this swirling noise and that the city is kind of grounding the music in a way.
Somerset House, Studios.